Dan, disappointing in me into what was just a phenomenal game, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic game, mate. Both Queensland Country and New South Wales Country both stuck it into each other for the full 80 minutes. It was a bit of a shock that we lost on the buzzer, but, you know, there's always next year, mate.
Yeah. Fantastic run for you again in the New South Wales Country team. Started off there with a big win at Camden against Subbies. Down at Canberra, you beat the Brumbies Provincial Championship side, and just a fantastic three games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good learning curve for all the new blokes that just come into camp, mate. Yeah, I think we really performed in the first game against the Subbies and also against the Brumbies Provincial side. And, yeah, the ball just didn't bounce our way today, mate, which is rugby. So, you know, you live and you learn and you move on and you make yourself better players from that.
Yeah, but it should steer you on for next year when the opportunity hopefully is to see the Australian Rugby Shield return. Might be more games and really get this trophy off these guys again.
Yeah, mate, definitely we'll back up next year and we'll try and take it back off them. You know, it's always good to play Queensland and New South Wales. It's a great rivalry and I'd like to do it for a few more years, mate, if I get the opportunity.
Well, we went to a country championships earlier this year in Port Macquarie and we're back into the top tier. That's got to be a bit of fun.
Yeah, it is. Playing against the top sides in the Illawarra and the Hunter regions. Yeah, they're really, really good. So it's a good level of rugby to play.
Yeah. And also, of course, we're back to domestic duties there with the back to the duties there, of course, with the Gold Park Sports celebrating 50 years of rugby tonight. Great to see the likes of Stephen Hawes come up and be part of it. You're not there, but you're representing the club. You're representing the club in a bigger way by being part of this, aren't you?
Yeah, mate, it was a really, really hard decision. I've been a part of the club since I was a junior. I think I started playing in the under-8s, mate, and it's the 50th year of the club, so I had to toss up whether I wanted to play representative football for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos or my 10 to 50th ball, so I decided to go with my heart, mate, and play for the Country Cockatoos, which is the right decision, but unfortunately we didn't come away with the goods, but I'm sure the boys in Parks are having a great night tonight for the 50th anniversary.
Finally, what are you, how's things at work there in Parks?
I'm working out at the mines at the moment, mate, North Parks Mines, owned by China Molly, so yeah, the bosses out there are really, really good, working in with days off and that sort of thing, so just really grateful that they can give me the opportunity to play this level of football and have that many days off, so thank you to them.
Well, we look forward to seeing you more in the gold shirt of the Cockatoos, man. It's fantastic to see you here, but you've got things to do for the rest of the year for the Bulls, and we'll hopefully see you in the semi-finals as you get stuck into it and take down those Forbes Flatter Pie.
Yeah, good luck to the Bulls for the rest of the year, and I'll be pulling on a Bulls jersey.